And welcome to Life Out of Step.
Hey, I'm Steve Webb. Then I've got across the desk from me some guy by the name of Brian Duncan.
Well, that's me. I'm the host of Radio Rehab. Because no matter what else you believe, mistakes happen, wrong choices are commonplace, and God is not surprised by the things we do or say.
You know, the first time I heard that, I was really, I think, relieved that he wasn't surprised when I blow it.
Oh, you know, everybody made me feel like he was absolutely stunned and amazed, you know, that I could say the things I do and do the things I do. And I got to thinking about it in recovery, where they start talking about improving your conscious contact with God as a higher power. And the more I thought about it, I'm going, well, if he knows everything, then he knows what I'm going to say next. And he knows when I'm going to mess it up. And so how could he possibly be surprised or disappointed? It's like, oh, man, I was really counting on you to come through for me.
And what is so cool is he loves us in spite of all of that.
That's true. And the bottom line is we're doing Radio Rehab not because we're experts on recovery, but because I can still draw a straight line with a crooked stick.
Hey, Brian, we're doing segments from Road to Redemption. And today's segment is about, I think it's a continuation about the responsibilities for happiness.
Yes.
And so what is the topic today?
Well, there's I've got six or seven shows on the responsibilities of reasonable happiness, which we're not really happy about, really, but we're reasonably happy about it. This week we're talking about the responsibility of happiness is to refuse to see myself by someone else's definitions. Think about that for a second.
Wait a minute. Now, what's wrong with that?
Well, you know how it is. You know, everybody and their dog has somebody in their family that thinks you're a loser. Or,
No, they don't. Not in my family.
The pastor that thinks you're the black sheep. You know, you start defining yourself by what other people say about you, and you're going to find a lot of negativity there that you don't really need to carry on in your life. And this is one of the responsibilities of reasonable happiness, is to define yourself for who you are and stop leaning on what your mom used to call you, or your dad, or your friends. You're a short, fat, you know, ugly, balding guy. That's not me, by the way. I was never defined like that. Okay, short was in there.
Okay. But you're not balding. No, you still got hair sticking up there.
Yeah, so we're going to do the Life Out of Step segment of Radio Rehab that you can find on RadioRehab.com. This is the antagonist point of view of all of the determinations that I lay out in that radio show. But I love the antagonistic part coupled with the prayer at the end, because we know what you're thinking. But as soon as we say something positive on this show, we know what you're thinking in the back of your head. I don't know if that's true. I don't want to do that. Oh, that ain't going to never work. So, let's stop defining you as a loser and cut straight to the segment, Life Out of Step.
Here we go.
Melvin Williams. That's my kind of soul. Think I'll add that to my own definition of me. Winners are just losers who didn't quit. And if you're on the losing side right now, I'm sure you'll recognize Life Out of Step. I've spent a lot of time trying to live up to my own definitions of myself. I defined myself as someone who was above the law, kind of a Superman of sorts, better than most, right all the time. I used a lot of pipe dreams to describe myself. But pipe dreams usually need a plumber. Without some insights from others, found myself pretending to be somebody I just couldn't be. So, slowly I began to check out. Of course, then, as sure as this sinful world is as it is, my addiction began to define myself for me. Which only gave other people more room to define me poorly. Well, I guess there's some incongruity in the person I'd like to be sometimes compared to the person I see in the mirror. I guess part of my definition has to change to face the truth about what I'm capable of doing and being in the wrong direction. I can't ignore that I fail often in my endeavors towards sanity. Maybe I'll have to define myself in terms of a person in pursuit of a better behavior. based on what I see in my actions. Seeing how I have a natural talent for defining other people before they can define themselves, one thing I could do is to see the behaviors in others that I don't want to have. Arrogance never looks good. A continually depressing outlook in life is really depressing. People who just quit and give up don't want to be like that either. Stupid looks really unattractive. Maybe I ought to get a clue. Dear God, help me define who I am. Convince me of my own value so that I can let the best definition shine. And you've been listening to Life Out of Step, a segment of Radio Rehab, a nonprofit charitable public organization. You can send us charitable donations. It'll be tax deductible. Send them to Radio Rehab, or they can send it in on PayPal, can't they?
Yeah, just go to lifeoutofstep.com. Look for the PayPal link.
And we'll be right back with more shows, right here on the podcast network with Life Out of Step. If you've enjoyed this show, you can hear the 30-minute version. It's a lot more positive than the Life Out of Step segment. Check it out online at www.radiorehab.com. I'm Brian Duncan.
And I'm Steve Webb, and I want to thank you for being a part of our day and making us a part of your day. So, until next time, God bless you.
You know, pretty soon we could be like Mark and Brian or something.
But I think we're supposed to just be Brian and Steve.
Oh, it doesn't sound as good. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I think Steve and Brian sounds better.
How about the Duncan Web? Web Duncan.
Life Out of Step out. Life Out of Step outtakes.
You have a dust problem, too.
I can't work in my office till I start pretty soon I'm like dusting things.
I had all of this dusted and then being black plastic, but just sucks it up.
You have a dust problem too.
Sucks
you have
it
a
up.
Dust problem too.
It just
you
sucks
have a dust
up.
Problem too. Dust 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 problem too.
This has been an InTouch Productions podcast. For more great shows, check out lifespringmedia.com.